Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Nice finish for the Rock Ridge Rocket boys golf team. They advanced to state over the weekend. Supposed to play upwards of two rounds, but got just one round in. First up, Jake Hilken, you got to tell me about the weather conditions on Friday and what happened there.
Oh, they're terrible. We got out, got around nine holes in without too bad of weather, and after that, it just was a snowball effect. Started snowing a whole bunch, and nobody could see the ball flying or anything like that, so it just went downhill from there.
And they called it, I think you got 12 holes in or were getting set to putt on hole number 12. How was your round going on Friday? Because if our listeners don't realize it, that they canceled. At first, they postponed the round, and then they canceled it. And they just basically said, we're going to start over on Saturday. It's going to be a one-round state tournament. How were you doing on Friday when play was canceled?
Well, it's kind of funny because I was playing probably the worst round of the season. So I was pretty ecstatic when they called the round so I could start over the next day.
So you get a great mulligan at the state tournament. You'll take that, won't you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, tell us about your round on Saturday. Pretty good score, I think, 94, finishing the top four for the Rockets, who had a top 10 finish. So what about your round on Saturday?
I came out the first nine, played way better the second day. Really bumped it up. But on the back nine, I had some trouble on the very last hole that kind of threw the round away for me, but it was still a great time going down there.
Your season in general, I know you're a senior, but, you know, this team getting through as regional champs and then as sectional champs and then getting a top 10 finish at the 1A state meet down at Prairie Vista in Bloomington, that's a nice way to go out. What about your senior season in golf? What has that meant to you?
It's been great. It's kind of a character builder, being around all the guys and a new coach. Everybody kind of just works well together, and it was just a great time all season.
Yeah, what was the experience like for you down there? I know not fun with the weather probably Friday, but you get to a state event. Were you able to really drink all of that in terms of getting maximum enjoyment out of, you know, state experience? I guess what did you enjoy most is a better question.
Obviously, golfing was fun, but just being down there with all the guys in the hotel and spending some great time on the bus rides together up there was great, especially extending it to a third day being up there. It just made it all better.
Yeah. What about the team performance, top 10? What'd you think of the rest of the guys on Saturday? Not just Saturday, but the year in general. A lot of different dudes came through, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, the team didn't play at our top potential, but it was just one of those things that happens. You can't really do anything about it, but it was still great.
All right. I know your golf coach this year is also your basketball coach. So before I ask you about transitioning into the basketball season, I had a guy that is a reporter over in Kewaunee, Mike Landis. He knows Andy Say from his Galva days, and he said if people don't know, Andy Say, his Twitter handle is Hoops Coach Say, and Mike Landis asked him, "Well, are you gonna change your Twitter handle to Golf Coach Say?" Did anybody ask him that? What was his answer? And should he do that?
I think he should do it. It was pretty fun with him turning into the golf coach because he didn't really know much about it and he jumped into it kind of blindly. But I'm not sure if anybody asked him if he should change the Twitter handle, but a lot of people gave him kind of a little crap talk about wearing a certain golf attire to the meets and stuff like that. So
yeah, I saw he wore strong he wore a strong golf belt I saw a couple times, and then he was growing apparently a playoff golf beard instead of a playoff hockey beard. All right, just kidding, Coach Say, and you'll play basketball for him in the winter. You had a nice role last year as a junior on the varsity basketball team. What are you expecting with the carryover? And I know a little growing pains last year with some of the kids, but I think the Rockets are probably poised to have a pretty good basketball season. What are your expectations, and how excited are you to get involved in your next senior sport?
Oh, I'm extremely excited. Even during the golf season, I was always talking to Coach about how I can't wait to start up the season for basketball. I mean, a lot of the underclassmen, like the freshmen and sophomore, we're expecting them to step up quite a bit and help out. But the seniors, me, Riley, and Cody, I think we'll have a great season together. So,
all right. Yeah, looking forward to it. And, again, congratulations on a great golf run. The Rockets finish top 10 down at the state golf meet over the weekend. And we'll see Jake Hilken coming up in the latter portion of November as the basketball season gets underway. Nice going, Jake. We'll see you sometime probably in late November. Nice going again over the weekend.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.